You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and today we are the only two people in the studio today.
Well, you know what they say, three and four is a crowd.
And the show must go on. So,
Oh, we do have to shout out Panicky today. Today is her birthday.
That is correct. Today is Nikki's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how old she is.
Or how young she is.
But happy birthday, Nikki. The P is silent. Hope you didn't overwork yourself last night.
Yes, but we'll be calling to check in on you soon.
Absolutely. Today is going to be a fun show. Mm-hmm. And you know, last week, it wasn't released, and you missed last week.
Yes, I did.
We had a really, really, really good time last week. Last week's show was about police and community relations.
Oh, okay.
And do you know, it was the highest viewed episode to date on this show.
Wow.
People really tuned in for that. And, you know, shout out to Robert Wagner. He really did talk about a lot of good things. He answered a lot of my questions, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm pretty sure he probably answered a lot of questions also that some of our listeners had. He just did a really good job about it, and we're excited about the things that he's doing, trying to bridge the gap between the police and community. So
yes.
So now today's show is going to be fun. We're going to have some fun today. Mm-hmm. The topic for the show today is things we can't stand. Now, if you know anything about me, you'll know
it's a lot.
That there are a lot of things that get on my nerves that I can't stand. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a curmudgeon. I am not. But there's just a lot of things people do that get on my nerves. And, you know, I will tell you this. The older I get, the more things get on my nerves. It's like the older I get, the more things I don't tolerate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, but I think that that's sort of everybody. I think the older that everybody gets, your tolerance for things is low. It really, really, really is.
I mean, because by that time, you've dealt with a lot.
Watch it. What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, like, you know, even myself, you know, you may have dealt with a lot. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this. It's a pet peeve.
I think so. I can
kind of work with you on it.
Yeah.
Now, absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
Just not happy. So let's just go down our list. We'll just go back and forth.
Yeah, and make sure we explain, too, because some people may not understand.
Yes. Okay, here is my first one, and I happen to know that this is on your list as well. Mm-hmm. People with the funkiest breath always up in your face. Why do people who have the smelliest breath always talk close?
Well, I don't understand why they can't smell it.
That's what I'm saying. How is it that you don't know that your mouth smells like you just ate a poop cake?
Yeah, I have a coworker.
Oh.
Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Yes, and they are those H's. Oh, they are deadly. Hey.
I know. I'm just like on it. All
exactly.
Right.
And how is your breath smelling like that at 8 o'clock in the morning? That means you didn't brush your teeth.
But the thing about it is, what if they did?
Well, that's well, that's a problem. That's an even bigger problem.
You just want to say, oh, you want some candy?
Candy would just make it worse.
Yeah, they go, no, I'm fine. No, please take it.
People, peppermint. Here's a mint. Your breath would smell like mint poop. For people who have that kind. I mean, it's just, I just don't know. Stay out of my face, please.
Yeah.
If you know your breath stinks, stay out of my face.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my number one biggest one is this.
Oh, my God.
Why is it that your lips cannot close? I don't understand. I mean, it just does something to me. It just really makes me get angry.
Me too.
It makes me get upset.
Me too.
I don't know. I get hot and frustrated. I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, why?
But you know what? My nephew, he smacks. And every time I'm like, okay, BJ, That's not how you eat, you know, like, and I don't know what it is, but, and you know Lord, what? I pray he grows out of it.
Maybe it makes the food taste better.
I doubt it.
Cause maybe you like, you're smacking on your tongue. It's everywhere, but I can't take it. I don't know. I can be in a peaceful state of mind. I'm eating my food. I just hear one.
Yes, like, I'm the same way.
I mean, my eyes are lurking. Who was that? who did that? Was it you?
I am the same way. I remember I had this vice president that I used to work for in D.C., and she hated people who chewed gum and popped the gum.
I hate that, too.
Oh, my gosh. She would come over to you and put her hand out and, like, give me that gum. She hated people who pop gum. You know, I guess people have different, you know, things that annoy them. Here's my second one. And I really hate this. People that talk over you while you're trying to talk.
You know what? Like, today we are seeing that. That's my second one. Loud, obnoxious people.
I mean, I'm talking here, and then just here rude. You come just start a whole conversation because maybe you don't like what I'm saying.
Or you feel like what happened to you was more important.
Or whatever. Like, don't talk over me. I don't talk over people. Mm-hmm. Don't talk over me. That's absolutely. Just rude.
Yeah. Another one for me that just really gets under my skin, tapping me. Oh. Like, hey, tap, tap. Oh, good job, tap. Hey, rest your hand on my shoulder. Why do you have to touch me to talk to me? A simple psst, Ariel.
I know a lot of people who do that.
I mean, I can't take it. Like,
you're
tapping me, and I feel like your finger is digging in my body. And at a point, I'm like, ow, what is it?
Yeah. It doesn't really get on my nerves, but sometimes I wonder, like, can you talk without touching me?
They
you know,
can.
Some people are just, like, touchy-feely.
Well, that's why they have two hands. Touch your own self.
Touch your own self.
Yeah, hold your hands together or something, clap your, you know, pull your fingers. I don't know, but just stop tapping me.
Yeah.
Especially when I hear you. Hey, tap.
Right, and you're right there. You're right there. I'm clearly looking at you or something. And then you gotta tap. Yeah,
touch me.
Yeah.
It's personal.
I'm gonna have to agree with that. Here's mine. People who drive slow in the fast lane. Okay.
Whew, it's not a horn loud enough.
People, the left side of the highway are for the fast people. Mm-hmm. That far left lane is for the fast people.
It's for the
That's right. It's for people going either the speed limit or maybe a little bit over the speed limit.
You know what? I disagree. That left lane is for people who are going 5 miles and over the speed limit.
Well, yeah.
And to me, the middle lane, you can do the speed
limit.
Well, that's
what the middle lane and the right lane is for.
Yeah, the right lane is for Grandma Pearl.
If you want to go slow on the highway, do it in the far right lane or the middle lane. Don't do it in the left lane.
Especially when I'm late.
Period. if I'm not even late, come on.
And then when you pass them, they're looking at you like.
or you're trying to pass them and they're looking straight with two hands, you know, mm-hmm. on the steering wheel like they're scared half to death.
And then they finally get up once you pass and they look clicker. And they're getting over. Oh, no, stay there. Stay there. You obviously want to be there. Stay there.
I hate that. And I'm not a lead foot. People say I'm a lead foot. I'm not a lead foot.
I am. Yes, you. I have four speeding tickets, and I'm not proud of those.
You have four speeding tickets? Your license hasn't been suspended?
No. And I'm telling you, I drive the speed limit now all the time.
When I totaled my car, that's what stopped me. I never was a speeder anyway. But ever since I totaled my car, I'm very cautious about driving. That's why a lot of people say, well, you drive so slow. I'm not totaling any other cars. So you know what? I'm going to err on the side of caution.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember, you know, like taking red lights, yellow lights. Oh, you could have took that light. No, I couldn't.
That's me.
No, I couldn't.
That is me all the day.
Yeah. That's how I totaled my car, pulling out, thinking I can, you know, and then total the car. No, I will wait until I got the green arrow or the green light before I pull out. Yeah. That's just me now.
Okay. My other pet peeve is if I call you, it's obviously something that I just can't text, right?
Yes.
Right. So if I call you And then you're not busy, or I assume that you're not busy, or I know that you, oh, they're off work, let me call them. And you text me back, yes, with a question mark.
Oh, I
called you because I'm like, hey, are you busy? I need to talk to you. Oh, well, just text me. Okay, no. I can't. Like, I called you so I can talk to you on the phone, and you're going to respond to me with a text message?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can understand if you say, hey, you know, I'm in class, or I'm finishing up a meeting or something. That's fine. But if I'm calling you and you're going to text me back, yes.
But here's the thing. Maybe they don't want to talk.
Yeah, and that's why I say, you know what? What I have to say can wait. Because, I mean, I don't feel like it's some people who just want to text all the time, everything.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I am a texter. Because you know why? Because sometimes when I just want to relay a message, like, I don't want to talk to you maybe for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Because I know if I call you on the phone, you're going to want to talk about every other thing.
Okay, now I feel like you are singling me out.
No, I'm
the only one in here.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that sometimes when you want to just, you know what, I just want to tell you one thing. I don't want you to tell me your thing. I just want you hear my thing.
That's selfish.
No, it's not selfish. It's, you know what, I don't really feel like talking to you, so let me just text you. And then there you go.
Yeah, but some things just cannot be.
I didn't ask you to call me. Mm-mm. I don't want that.
Well, see, I do that. You text me, hey, what you doing? I would text people. You're right. I'll text people, and maybe I'm coming to a self-realization moment right now.
Maybe.
That maybe this person doesn't want to talk to me on the phone. Like, yeah. Because I only talk to people on the phone who I really enjoy talking to.
See, here's the thing. I'm not a phone person. I don't really like talking on the phone.
I have to. I mean, texting you, I may text you, hey, you know, what are you doing? You text me, oh, nothing, you know, watching TV. What are you doing? Tomorrow morning, I would tell you, oh, nothing, sleep.
See, that's the thing. So why even be on the phone?
I mean, because I can't. I don't know. My mind does a lot of things, and I just cannot remember to text you back. I can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm one of those people, especially these cell phones, because now, you know, they say don't keep them up to your face all this time. You know, you never know. You know, everything causes cancer now, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Next, we can't breathe. We're going to have to go around in oxygen tanks because now the air, you know, is going to cause cancer. So, but ever since that, I don't really like to have my cell phone up to my face. I really don't.
I mean, sometimes you can say, hey, you know, I'm on the way, click. I mean, a text message, you know, I'll jump into my other one if you don't mind. I cannot stand when I text someone something, oh, I didn't get it. Well, who got it? Who got the message? Because I clearly sent it to your number.
Right, and you know you said, I know I hit send.
So who got it? I just want to know, why didn't get your message? You didn't.
They got it. They got
it. I'm on the way. And
or you know what? Or say, you know what? I didn't realize it. Like, I didn't really see it. Don't say you didn't get it.
Yeah.
Just say, you know what? I didn't read it. I didn't really look at my phone, you know, then.
I mean,
or
people
something.
Have called me and said, you get my text? I'm like, no, hold on. Oh, I see it right now. Hold on, let me read it. You know, but if I text you, I'm on the way or something like that, and I get there, I'm like, and I call you like, hello, I'm outside. I text you, oh, I didn't get it. Well, let me know who got Lakeisha. Who got the text message? Was it Quan down the street?
Shaquanda?
Who got the text message?
I don't know.
Who I sent it to? Who I sent it to?
That happens all the time, though. That happens. Oh, I didn't get it. You know who is really good for that? I won't call any names, but the one who sits right there in that chair, she's good for I didn't get the message.
One day, text her Red Lobster.
right. Or Casino. She'll get
she'll be calling, hello?
Not that you guys would know who we're talking about, because, you know, you wouldn't know. What else? Okay, let me go. People who wear clothes that are way too small for them. Why? Pourquoi? Why come? Why are you wearing clothes that are clearly too small for you?
Well, you know what? Maybe that was a shirt that they just happened to like.
Well, you know what? You need to throw that shirt
they
away.
Couldn't find it, and they say size. So they said, you know what? I lost these 5 pounds. I can go ahead.
Then you know what? You need to retire that shirt.
You know,
I mean, and you You know what I hate? I really hate. I hate men in skinny jeans. I'm sorry. I don't like men wearing skinny jeans.
Especially if they aren't skinny.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See It. We are back talking today about things that we cannot stand. It's just me and Tanae today. Nikki, happy birthday, Nikki. Again, we're wishing Miss Nikki, the P is silent, yes. A happy birthday. Before we went to break, my last thing I couldn't stand was people who wear clothes that are way too small. Mm-hmm. Now, you know you are 200 pounds, okay? I understand that you might like that shirt. I get it. I have a favorite shirt. Well, I had a favorite shirt. But, you know, there comes a time when you're going to have to retire. Either you're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to retire that shirt. Because, especially the girls with the shirts that comes like barely over their belly. Mm. When did that become fashionable? And where is that fashionable?
Oh, what is it called? Thotland?
Oh, in Thotville.
In Thotland with Portia?
Don't talk about Portia.
That's a Thotland.
I mean, I'm just, you know what? You can get some clothes that fit you. And men, please stop wearing skinny jeans.
Absolutely. I am tired of seeing your knee prints.
Hello. Listen, to me, and this is just me, this is how I feel, skinny jeans are for women. I know men are wearing them. I get it. I understand it. But sometimes you can see their children. You can see men's future children while they are in those skinny jeans.
And they are struggling.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Come on now. Look. Retire the small clothes.
You know what? I love my best friend. I'm not going to say her name up here, but hey, best friend, I love you. I cannot stand my pet peeve with her is when she texts me, hey, what you doing? And I respond back, oh, nothing, watch TV or, you know, just get off of work. And then I get that, oh. So you just want to text me to see what I was doing because you want to be nosy and be all in my business and not contribute to nothing, but you just want to know what I'm doing. Then when I tell you, apparently it's not good enough. So you text me back, oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have friends who do that.
I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, like, is that the end of our conversation? Like, if I would.
Well, is that the end of your conversation? Is it more or is it just ends with oh?
I mean, I don't text back.
Oh. Well, because, I mean.
What can I respond with oh? Right. I mean, I think to myself, if I would have texted her, oh, nothing, about to throw these hundreds away.
She'd text back.
Yeah,
then.
Okay, but where you at?
Okay, I'll be over. I'm on the way.
Yeah, or heading to Spring Road. Okay, meet me there. But because I'm not doing anything important or I'm not doing anything appealing to you. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, well, I don't
just
know.
Just rude. How dare you?
Here's another pet peeve of mine. Disrespectful children.
Now, that's not sorry. A pet peeve. That's, sorry. That's a scary sight.
Sorry. I'm sorry. There have been some children that I'm telling you, I got a quick hand, and sometimes, you know, ooh, I have to catch my hand.
You got to grab it.
Because it's coming close to the eye.
To the temple.
It's coming close to the neck, the eye, or the temple. Please, disrespectful children, I can't take it. I cannot take it.
Yeah. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And I mean, but it's like, you can't look away.
And you just look at the parents like, are you going to, I mean, what, huh? What?
I'll never forget when I told my friend, I said, look over there. I mean, it was this Caucasian woman and her child. And she was like, come over here now. No. And I know a 2-year-old can say no.
Yeah.
But this boy was like about eight or nine. I mean, he was like, no. And she was like, get over here. And I was just like.
And did she say time out? I'm going to put you in time out.
No, she didn't get to that. I mean, her lips was just stretched out. Get over here. I was like, oh, girl, watch this. He's like, no, oh, my God. Oh, you know what? Stay here then.
Really? Oh, okay.
And he's just like, that's what I wouldn't do anyway.
Because, see, in my family, where you show out at, that's where you get knocked out at.
Yeah, but see, now they're calling the police.
Well, I'm just saying. You didn't see me do it. Next thing you saw, he laying on the ground. But did you really see me put my hands on him?
What about the children who their parents have them, I mean, in line, which is great. They even say one word, they turn their head and look, and the child, I'm sorry. I mean, they look so scared.
That's a child that's being raised.
Yeah.
That's a child now there is a fine line. Well, there's a line between abuse and discipline. Mm-hmm. Abuse does not mean discipline, people. And see, that's and the government's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Because these children now are telling their parents, you know, I'll call the police. I'll do this.
And what did Mabel say? Oh, no, Madea, you better call 911 with your navel.
Why? Because he's not going to have any arms?
No, because the phone has been shoved, hit down their throat. So you're on the phone, I'm like, boop, hit it down your throat, and so you're going down 911 with your navel.
These kids nowadays, I'm telling you, they are out of control. Parents, please get your kids together.
And, you know, it's not okay if they hit you, but I'd rather them hit you than me.
Yeah.
Because you're their practice. You're their first
target. Right,
because
if they hit me, we're going to have a problem.
I'm going to hit you and him.
we are going to have a problem.
Another thing that I cannot stand, and maybe because this is only when I'm late to work, when I'm trying to walk into the door, type my code in, we have a little code and a little badge at my workplace, and you can't remember, you're like, oh my God, what is it? Doop, doop, doop. Oh, God. Doop, doop. Move, because I am on time. It's not my fault that you forgot your code. Just step to the side. And then whenever, okay, what is it? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. You're not sorry because you're
still standing
knocking here
on the door, and then they're supposed to come open it, but they have a code because the store isn't open yet.
Well, no. At the place that I work at, you type a code in.
You, meaning the employee.
Each employee has their own separate code. They kind of let them know, like, hey, this person walked to the building at this time, clocked in at this time.
So why isn't, because you forgot your code.
No, the person in front of me forgot their code. So they're just like, okay, wait, boop. And he goes, like, oh God, no, what is it? Okay, while you figure it out, step to the side because I want to be on time.
But don't you have to put that code in every day?
Every day, yes, every day.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't understand how you can forget the code. Like, what's going on in your mind? I don't care to know, but please move. Yeah. And then when they finally do get that code right and I type mine in, they walking all slow. I'm trying to walk around them. I'm like, excuse me. And oh, okay, I'm sorry. I mean, you know. Move. Just move.
Wow. Okay, here's another one of mine. People who feel the need to narrate during a movie. I don't need you to tell me what the movie is about. Okay. I don't need for you to tell me that somebody's running. I don't need all that. What I need for you to do is to be quiet because I want to see the movie just like you do. Girl, don't go behind there.
What about this? What's he doing? Okay, wait. So where he about to go? Look, I am watching it just like you. This is my first time, just like it is yours.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. Is she going to die? I don't know.
And then especially people that have seen the movie before and then they want to try to tell you everything about it. Mm. No. I don't want you to tell me the movie. I want to watch it and I want to see it for myself. Even though you've seen it, sit down and be quiet. I need you to have several seats.
Yes.
All the way down. Sit down.
Yes, in the front row, away from me.
And let me watch this movie.
Yes.
I hate that. You know, I'm a huge movie buff anyway. And I just hate people who feel that they need to narrate the movie.
Or talk during the movie.
Oh, don't even. Ooh.
If you don't watch it. Bye.
Oh, don't even get me started with talking through the movie.
I can't.
I mean, why come? Why come to the movie and talk during the whole thing?
Like, you know what? That's my mom. My mom would not turn her phone off. She will. I understand not turning it off, but put it on silent.
Put it on vibrate.
Or vibrate. That's fine. But she would keep her finger on. And then I feel like it takes her forever to find her phone. And everybody's looking around.
Yes.
And then she get the phone in her hand. Who the hell? Hello? Get off the phone. What? All right, let me call you back. I'm at the movie. What?
We're in church one day, one Sunday. Pastor just to preaching. He preaching the word. I was like, really?
Whose phone is that?
If it ain't Jesus calling you, which I don't know why he'd be calling you on your phone anyway, put that up. First of all, I don't even bring my cell phone in the church. I leave it in my glove compartment.
Because
I don't even want to even have it on during the church. I am there to listen to the word, and that's who I want to listen to is the person that's giving the word. That's it.
That's great.
That's all I want to do. People, come on. Stop talking. Stop narrating and silence your phones. They even have it on the previews of the movie.
I don't even like people to text. I don't really care about texting. If you're behind me.
Yeah, because you can see that light. Yeah.
If you're behind me, I don't care. But you sitting right in front of me and I see that bright light glaring.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Can you? Thank you.
I'm going to have to agree. Like I said, I don't even bring. Sometimes I bring my phone into it. If I'm by myself, you know, I might bring my phone in the movie. But I don't bring my phone into the church at all because what do I need?
Who's going to be calling you?
That's what I'm saying. If it ain't Jesus, then
you don't need to answer.
I don't want to hear from nobody until 11:30 because our church is from 10:30 till 11:30. Yes, people. I don't go to a predominantly black church where you go in at 11 and you come out at 2. I don't go to one of those churches. We get in, we get our praise on, we get the word. By 11:30, we out.
Yeah, sounds good. We are
out of there. So, you know, don't take God all day to move. Don't take God all day to speak. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, one of my pet peeves is people who smoke cigarettes. Now, I don't mind you smoking cigarettes. That's completely fine with me. But don't smoke a cigarette right in front of a restaurant or a building that I'm entering.
And I can't stand people who smoke, period.
And you just... I mean, and I'm clearly walking here. Like, why? And then you come back in and the cigarette's still halfway lit. You flick it away. I can't. I just, the cigarette smoke just really irritates me.
Cigarette smoke stinks. I can't stand the smelling in people's clothes.
Especially they breath.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, and it just, I don't understand. How inconsiderate can you be? Like you sit here smoking a cigarette. And then I hate to see an adult smoking a cigarette with a child.
Oh, yes. I hate to see women smoke. Sorry, ladies. I hate to see a woman put a cigarette up to her mouth. That's not sexy to me. That's not sexy at all. We got to take a break. We will be right back in just a moment with more of Things We Can't Stand. Back in a moment. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Tanae and I are in the studio talking about things we cannot stand. Before we went to break, Tanae said one of her things she couldn't stand was cigarette smoke.
Yes. So I have a story to tell. I'm out on a date with this guy. I mean, he's everything about him is nice. Like, he dresses well. He speaks to me nice. I mean, everything you could think of, except we know a couple of small things. But so we go out to eat. And we're at Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, kind of like a laid back kind of date. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm having a good time. And out comes the cigarette.
No.
So my eyes get big, like, what am I going to go on here? Like, and he's like, oh, you mind if I smoke? So I, you know, yes, I do. He put a cigarette in his mouth and starts to light it. I said, I do mind. And he's like, okay, I'm sorry, so I can't smoke my cigarette. No, you cannot. When that waiter came back, I said, I'm going to get me a little size. I'm not really hungry. I had to cut the date short.
Yeah.
And then what pissed me off is that he stepped to the side to go. I mean, that cigarette was more important than the dinner.
Than
the conversation.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me, oh, excuse me for a quick. Yeah, I'm going to come right back. Oh, no need. That's why we drove separate cars. No need.
Exactly. I could never date someone who smoked.
I didn't know he smoked. I couldn't do it. That's a deal breaker to me.
It is truly a deal breaker.
I just can't. You affected my health.
Exactly. Because people have gotten cancer from secondhand smoke.
Yes, I cannot stand to see an adult with a small child and sitting there smoking a cigarette.
In front of that child, yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, are you kidding me? And then if it's a baby at that, like, I'd be like, poor baby. You they can't even say help.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Here's another one. People who don't park straight in a parking space.
Especially if you have a 1998.
Exactly. First of all, you should want somebody to hit it.
Exactly.
you should want somebody to hit it so you can get a new car. How dare you?
You make me want to hit it.
Exactly. Take up two spaces and it be like a Volkswagen Beetle. Really? Really? Mm. Shout out to all of those people who own Volkswagen Beetles. I'm not saying, you know, but I'm just saying it's not a Lexus.
Even if it was.
Yeah, even if it was. Park straight.
I don't understand how hard it is.
It's not hard. They just do it just so that nobody will park beside them. Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, if that's the case, then, you know, in my apartment complex, I park close to the curb,
mm-hmm.
so that way I have a 2-year-old, so I know he's swinging the open right. against no other.
Right.
So I know that. But then if I, you know, park close to the curb and somebody parks right on that line, okay, we got a problem.
Yeah, watch out how you park too. Now I know sometimes I don't know what it is, but like if I'm turning right into a parking space, I never can park right. I don't know what it is. I really do not know. I've noticed that whenever if I'm coming in left, I'm fine. But if I'm coming in right, it kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that problem.
I do. But you know what I'll do? I will straighten it up.
Yeah.
Because I understand, you know what? This person right here, over here, and this person right here, you know, because some people will mess your car up.
Absolutely.
So park straight.
Mm-hmm. One of my pet peeves is loud talking people. Like, you're not excited.
Yeah.
You're not scared.
Yeah.
I'm not deaf.
Yeah.
And you're just loud.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
I'm not understanding. Like, I don't understand why you got to talk to me like this. And girl, let me tell you. I mean, am I supposed to get excited because you're excited? Am I supposed to get upset because you're... I don't understand. Like, don't talk loud.
Especially, I don't either.
Especially if I can reach my hand out and touch you.
And especially, exactly, if I'm right in front of you. Like I tell people, why are you talking so loud?
Yeah, and it almost makes my ear kind of throb. I mean, I don't like loud talking.
And then those people that have that high-pitched voice.
Ooh.
Really?
You know what?
And you're doing all that talking?
What about the people who have the same voice for everything?
Oh, the monotone voices.
I am so upset right now. I'm so angry. I could just cry. Ooh, I'm just so excited right now. I just won $1,000. I cannot tell. You are scaring me.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I had a teacher that talked like that. Just one tone. Just, okay, today you got... I mean, I'm asleep. I can't. Please.
Crazy.
Excite me somehow.
Somehow. Okay, I got one. And I've talked about this before. People who start dating someone and then drop off the face of the earth. I can't take it.
Yeah.
I cannot take it because you know what happens when you get dumped? Then you're reaching out to everybody.
Hey, girl, how are you? And you would get that text. Who is this?
Exactly. Exactly. Or where's Cameron?
Yeah.
Where's Tony? Yeah. Okay. Don't do that, people. I understand that sometimes when you get in a relationship, you know, you want to devote some time to the person that you're dating. You have to devote time to the person you're dating, but you don't have to drop off the face of the earth.
It's called a word, and it's called balance.
Exactly. You don't have to do that at all. So don't drop your friends because you're dating.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Because I will still be here when Tony.
There you go.
Tommy, Cameron, and Frank just stop talking to you.
That's my point.
I will still be here.
Still here. Still your friend.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't go out every weekend, but we can at least go out once a month.
Yeah, I don't have to talk to you every day.
Don't have to talk every day, but maybe once or twice a week.
Yeah, that'll be okay. A check-in. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. Okay, that's great. You know, look forward to seeing you next Saturday. You know.
Or whatever. That's all I'm saying, because you should never do that anyway. And if you have someone, ladies and gentlemen, that make you feel that you have to cut your family and friends off, then you don't need to be with that person.
Yes, absolutely. Because
something's wrong there. Because something's wrong there.
One thing I cannot stand, I'm going the speed limit. Not over the speed limit. I'm just, you know, driving the speed limit. All of a sudden, a car pulls out in front of me. I mean, no consideration. Did you not see me? Or did you think that that little Honda, I love Hondas too, but did you think that that little Honda could just take off? And I have to hit my brakes.
I can't stand it.
I just need a button on my car. I just press it just goes and just punches them in the back of the bumper.
And then when you get beside them, they're looking straight. They won't even look at you. They're looking straight. Yeah. You're just doing all that like that, and they're looking straight. Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm like, you know you're wrong. You like, know it.
And my thing is, it's like, where are you going? Because when we get to the light, you're still at the light, just like I'm pulling up to the light.
I'm beside you, and I'm just like, hey.
Exactly.
So where was you going again? I can't take it. I just feel like if I hit you, then it's my fault. But you pulling out, just not even caring. Another thing that kind of makes me upset, people who walk out in the street and don't even look.
Oh. You know that bothers me.
How are you that confident? I mean, I don't understand.
Listen, I understand that pedestrians have the right of way, but tell that to the thousands of people that have gotten hit and killed because you've walked out in the middle of the street without looking. Look both ways
before
you walk out in the middle of the street.
And then here you go, you know, hitting your brakes, and they looking at you like.
Right. But you just walked out in front of my car.
I mean, I don't understand how hard it is to look. You turn your head left. Let's practice. Left and right.
And then people, when I'm backing up, you still walk. You walking behind the car. I'm already in my backup. You saw me backing up, and you continue to walk behind my car.
All I can say is God bless you.
I'm telling you right now. I'm going to piggyback off of what you said about pulling in front. What about people that pull in front of you and they signal as they're turning, you know, as they're coming over, then they signal. You're supposed to signal before you come over.
You push your signal. You know what? I think we should do a driving lesson real quick. So, boop-a-doop-a-doop-doop-doop, driving lessons with Eric Lee and Tanae. When you are getting over, you hit your signal.
Mm-hmm.
You look.
Yes.
Look. Check your blind spot.
That's correct.
And then if the road permits it, you get over.
Yes. You don't be turning and then signal then.
Yes.
And as you're turning.
Also, do not slow down when you're getting over. Why are you hitting your brakes?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Por qué?
Yeah.
Por qué? Why?
I don't know. But that is a huge, huge pet peeve of mine. It's people who do that.
Yeah. And to go off what you said, I hate people who do not use signals
at all. There are a lot. Now, I will tell you this. I will confess. Confession is good for the soul. If there is no car in that lane, sometimes I won't signal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll just, you know, when I look and I don't see anything and, you know, then I'll get over. But, no, most of the time I'm using my signal.
Especially if you're following someone and they're just turning left. Turning right, hitting their brakes. You're like, okay, so are we turning? What are we doing? I mean, you cannot do things like that, especially with me. I hate when someone pulls out in front of me, then you want to turn at that stoplight. You did all that.
Yes.
You did all of that just to go here.
Yes.
And then there's no one behind
me. Yes, that's what I mean. You could have just let me go on, and then you come behind me and do whatever it is you need to do.
I don't understand.
Like people who pull out in front of you, you know, like from a driveway or something. Mm-hmm. There's nobody behind me. Why couldn't you just wait for me to go and then you pull out?
Yeah, like, is it that you want to beat me to the punch? I mean, you will get the punch, but I don't understand. Like, why? Why do that? Inconsiderate.
I don't know. I got one. Overly dramatic people.
Oh, my God.
Girl, it's raining cats and dogs outside, and it's only drizzling.
Yes.
Stop being overdramatic.
Ooh, oh my. Oh, my head hurt. Oh, my God. But you keep talking. But your head hurts.
Seriously, really? Stop being overdramatic. I mean, yes. Everything doesn't have to be at the 10th level. Bring it down a bit.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Because you can really be hurt one day, or something can really be going on. And then because you act this way all the time, Tamar.
The boy who crawled. Oh, no, you did. No, you did. Not Tamar.
Yes.
Not Tamar Braxton.
Yes, honey. Yes. I just cannot.
Yeah, I want her to have several seats, too, because she is very dramatic.
Yes, out of control.
I like Tamar. I call her Tamar. I don't know why I call her Tamar. Mm. But, yes, Tamar Braxton is very extra. She's really extra.
I can't.
Yeah.
I hate people who abbreviate everything. OMG. TTYL. OTW.
I don't even know what half of those things mean.
So I'm just looking at my phone. I'm just like, why do you, like, can't you just, like, press a little button and you can just talk what you want to say to me?
Yeah.
All these abbreviations.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to, oh, gosh. You know what? Headache already. These emojis. Now, I love some emojis.
But some people can overdo emojis.
My aunt, she'd be like, hey, smiley face, smiley face. Then I'm like, good morning. Then she sends me the sun. What? Like, stop.
Yeah. Use your words.
Yes. I mean, that's why we have voices. Please. Sometimes emojis are good. But they can also
be fun. They can be cool and funny.
Yes, but don't overdo it.
But not the entire conversation are emojis.
Yes. Yeah.
And then don't do that.
What about these emoji pants that they have out now?
The emoji what?
Emoji pants. My sister owns a pair. It's like all the emojis snacked on some leggings, some pants.
Shut up.
Emoji pants.
Shut up. They have made some emoji pants.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, Kim Kardashian. Cray cray.
I just can't. Bible, I can't. I just can't. It's like, why are you wearing those?
Oh, my God. I almost choked.
I love Kim. Hi, Kim.
I love the Kardashians, too. I don't know why people hate on the Kardashians. I love the Kardashians. They're funny to me.
Yeah, but they can be overwhelming at
times. Not to me. I just laugh at them. And when I've had enough, I cut it off. Yeah. You know, I don't get mad at them because, you know, I just, you know, I take them for what they are, you know.
You know what? That's another thing.
What?
People who act like they know these celebrities.
Oh, and get mad. And will fight you if you talk about their favorite one. Yes. Beyonce fans, I love me some Beyonce, but
they are vicious.
I heard that her fans, what is it, the Beehive?
The Beehive.
I heard that they are absolutely vicious when it comes to Beyonce.
Yes.
You do not know Beyonce.
Don't tell them that.
You don't know her.
Tell them that.
I'm going to tell them. Well, I'm pretty sure somebody listening does know Beyonce. But for the millions of people or whoever's listening, you don't know her. And guess what? Here's most importantly, she don't know you.
Absolutely.
So, you know, let's.
I can't. I
get that you love her. I love her too. I think she's a fantastic artist. She's a fantastic performer. But, you know, I'm just not.
Just remember, you're a fan.
Yeah.
And not a family member.
Yeah.
Not a cousin. Yeah. Not a friend. You're a fan.
I mean, seriously, sometimes, you know, we'll talk about, don't talk about, you know, but some people are really serious with it.
And we'll get upset.
And we'll fight you. Some people will fight you if you talk about their favorite celebrity. It doesn't make any sense. We will be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. You are listening to This Is How We See It. We are back. Tanae and I are talking about things we cannot stand. Here's my next one. People who stop in the middle of a crowded hallway. And this happens mostly at church. You know, everybody is trying to come through those doors, right? Mm-hmm. You know that you've got hundreds of people behind you. Why are you stopping in the middle of the hallway?
Or what about when they have conversation and clearly see people trying to get by and will still stand there?
You about to be pushed down. I know I'm in the church. I know I'm in church. But you know what? God forgives. Don't just stop in the middle of the way for you to talk to somebody else when mm-hmm. you know everybody's trying to get to their cars or trying to get out. Be considerate, people. Be considerate. Yes.
One of my pet peeves, this is a funny one. Dirty mirrors.
Oh no, not dirty mirrors.
Like, I don't mind, you know, I'm not gonna see everyone's mirrors, but when you take a picture in the mirror and I just see a spot here, a speck there, toothpaste here, like, did you not see that before you took that picture?
I have a dirty mirror. I often have to clean my mirror because of the way I brush my teeth.
Like, I mean, are you attacking your teeth? I mean, what is it?
I don't know what it is. I brush my teeth. I brush my teeth a little bit different from how a lot of people brush their teeth. Mm-hmm. I brush my teeth with my mouth open a lot. And so the toothpaste kind of, uh-huh. you know, sprays on my mirror.
But do you take a selfie?
I do not. I don't take selfies.
That's another thing. Like, you take a picture and the mirror is dirty in your picture. And then you have nerve to say, excuse my dirty mirror.
Mm, okay, we shouldn't have took the picture. How about exactly. cleaning it up first and then taking a picture?
Yes.
How about that?
Because I don't know whether that's really what's on your face or not. I don't know. Like, what is that?
Okay.
I don't know. What you doing?
Okay, here's one. Oh, my God. And this is a big one for me. People who carry on a conversation with you when they clearly see you on the phone. Mm. You clearly see that I am on the phone engaged in conversation with somebody else. Why are you still trying to have a conversation with me?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Don't do that.
I can't even think of a rebuttal for that. I don't know.
Don't do that. Wait until I'm off the phone. But people do it all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, hold on. What? Really?
You know what? Stop engaging back.
Well, that's true, too. But they're going to keep talking. And then you got to say, hold on. I'm on the phone. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'll be off in just a minute. But why should I have to tell you that?
Yeah.
You see that I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Be courteous.
Like, speaking of courteous, I cannot stand people who break plans at the last minute.
Ooh.
And then you would not have known unless you called
Ooh.
Them. Like, I have a friend Ooh. Like that. I'm like, hey, you know, because she has a busy work schedule. I understand that.
I talk to you every day.
I don't have to talk to you every day. But when we say that we're going to go out to eat on Friday, and I'm texting you, hey, you know, are we still going out tonight? And you tell me, well, I don't really know. I probably can't make it. So when was you going to let me know?
Exactly. So if I had not a text you,
would you have called
when
me?
Were you going to let me know that you can't go the day that we're supposed to show up?
Yeah, and because I know how she is, I text her the day of everything. Hey, you know, before I get ready, you know, are we still going? Is the plan still on? I mean, I will literally text her while I'm still in the bed. One time she said, yeah, you know, I'm on my way now. I'm like, oh, okay, me too. I'm taking a shower. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm already having mine. She ain't going. She ain't going nowhere. And then the one day, I'm like, she ain't going. She, oh, yeah, I'm on my way. Oh, well, great. I'm me too.
I hate that, too. Be considerate. Because,
yes.
you know, I have things to do, too. So when you conceived the thought that you may not show up, let me know.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
It's simple.
Let me know. Now, here's my next one, and you will find the humor in this. Pushy salespeople. Listen, if I walk into that store and you say, can I help you? And I tell you no, don't keep asking me the same question. You still all right, sir? Yes.
Are you finding everything okay?
Wait until I need you.
And then when you do need them, they're
okay,
gone.
Right, exactly. 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 I hate pushy salespeople. I want to walk into. I do want you to say, you know, because that's probably your job,
yeah.
sir. Let me know if you need anything, and let me go wander around and look. And then if I need you for something, I'll come find you, mm-hmm. and I'll say, you know what, blah 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 blah.
Yes.
But if I don't do that, I don't want to look up, and every time I'm looking up, you still all right? Yeah.
At that point, I feel harassed.
Yeah, I'm still all right.
I feel like I kind of have to leave now because I feel uncomfortable. Like, another thing that kind of gets on my nerves, going to Walmart and trying to find an open register. Now, it's not like that at every Walmart, I understand, but how can you have 10 associates walking around
on a Saturday morning when it's packed?
Yes.
Why are there only 4 registers open on a Saturday morning?
And they're nowhere near each other.
Exactly. And why is Walmart always so toe up?
That's what I'm saying.
Clothes scattered everywhere. Why is that? Do you know I have gone to Walmart on several occasions, but do you know that's one of the reasons why I do not shop at Walmart?
Yeah. I mean, you should be able to walk in and find something. But then when you ask, this is another one of my pet peeves, I'm going to do 2 right now. If I be like, hey, you know, I'm trying to find a towel. Can you help me? I don't really know. I don't really work over this apartment, but I don't know. So you can't assist me?
Or how about calling, going to find the person that works?
Yeah, you can't find someone to assist. You can't even say, okay, well, I'm be honest, I don't know. But, you know, we can figure it out. You know, I'm going to come over here, I'm going to ask my coworker. Or either, okay, I think it'd be in the bathroom. You know, I'm going to walk you halfway. Something, but you don't know, or you act like you don't want to help me, or I'm bothering you.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm bothering you by making you do your job.
I agree. And you can tell they act like they don't want to help you.
They make little eye contact.
I don't really work here, but I know you know the person that does work here.
Yes.
In this department.
So go ahead and give me that little badge and say, can I help you? Give it here, because you cannot.
Exactly, because you are falling down on the job.
Yes.
That is what you are doing.
Crazy.
Okay, I got one. People who are always late.
Ooh.
That is a pet peeve of my. Sometimes things happen.
Yeah, but every day.
Every time. Every single solitary time you are always late to everything.
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
A problem.
Honestly, I'm gonna be real honest. It is rare that I am on time for something.
Yes, that is true. But let me tell you this: it says something about your character.
What does it say?
It says that you don't value people's time.
I do.
No, you don't. Because if you did, you'd be on time.
You know what? It's just a thing. I don't know. Maybe I just be thinking I can get there. Like, it'll be, you know, I got to be at work at 1 o'clock, you know, about 12:45, 46. I'd be like, okay, let me go ahead.
No.
You know, I don't know. I have to.
How long does it take you to get to work?
Like 25 minutes.
Okay, so 30 minutes. So you allot for traffic or accidents.
Yeah.
So instead of leaving 25, 30 minutes before, you should actually leave 40 minutes before.
You know what? I'm going to work on my time.
You really should work on that because, yeah.
Okay, I think they heard you the first time.
Well, I'm just saying you should definitely work on being late for everything.
I feel a little bit harassed.
Tanae must work on being late for everything.
Okay.
Period.
Exclamation point.
Yes, exclamation point.
I felt like you was yelling at me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of my pet peeves is people, how do I explain this? People who know it all but do not know nothing.
Yeah.
Like, if I clearly know that this right here is a triangle and you're telling me, no, it's more of a circle. I know what I seen. I know what I saw. Like, why are you?
Yeah.
Why? If I'm telling you that, oh, well, the sky is blue, well, really it's turquoise.
Yeah.
I cannot take that type of person. It's just like you have to be right all the time. Is it really that important?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I say, oh, what's that? I think that was Leonardo DiCaprio. No, actually, it was not. Okay. I just said I think. You don't have to jump down my throat. You don't have to criticize me. I mean, at this point, I'm just like, you know it all. You know it all.
That's true. That is true.
Like, people like that, I just feel like they have to put a point to themselves.
Here's another pet peeve of mine. People who ride their bikes in the car lane.
I think you're borderline road raging.
No, I'm not borderline road rage. I'm just saying, really? Here I come coming down the street at 45 miles an hour. You're in front of me going 10 miles an hour on a bike. Get on the sidewalk.
But no, I think they can't be on the sidewalk.
Yes, they can be on. They don't need to be in the lane.
That is true. But what if it says share the road?
Well, you know, some of those roads have that bike lane, you know, to the right. Stay in the bike lane. Get out of the lane that cars are supposed to be in.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I do. Oh, what about the moped scooter?
Oh, same thing. Same thing. Same thing. It's the same thing.
And I feel like all their backs are always hunched over, like they're going somewhere.
And it's like they don't. It's like they don't have a care in the world. These little things, are they just looking around? And I'm trying to get to where I'm trying to get to. Stay in your lane, please, and get out of this lane.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
It can cause an accident.
I'm going to tell you.
I mean, people could have what's this rope? They just ride by. You know, and they, I don't know. I really don't know what to say.
I don't know.
But one of my pet peeves, and this is a really, really big one for me, I hate people who ask me the same question. If I tell you we are going to my mother's house, and we get in the car, so where we going? We're going to my mom's house. And then we're driving there, so we go into your mama's house, right? Yes.
Well, how about people who try to ask the same question in a different way?
Yeah, like.
I just answered that.
Can I get some candy? No. Okay, so would you mind passing me that?
Yes, I've already answered your question.
I mean, I don't understand. Why do you, I mean, matter of fact, you don't understand, apparently. I've already answered your question. Don't ask me the same one. Don't try to verify with me as you want to call. Don't try to reconfirm my answer. It is the same. It is absolutely the same. Stop.
I get it. And here is my last and final thing I can't stand. Men who wear ponytails in 2016.
It's a man bun.
It is 2016, men. No man should have a ponytail in 2016.
You gotta say like this ponytail.
That was in the 90s when it was cool for men to have ponytails in the 90s. It is 2016.
I like a man.
Personally, guys, love you, but personally, men should not be wearing ponytails in 2016. That's all I'm going to say.
I like a man bun, but just not on my man.
Well, then you don't like him then. If you don't want it on your man, you don't like him on any man. Listen, that is all the time we have for today. We thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.